Hey, welcome to Holistic Talk. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Berry. Just want to welcome you on this morning. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't forget, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. So let's get this show started. Are you ready? Because I know I am. Let's go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome on this Monday, fabulous morning. Yes, it is. Whew, we only got one more Monday left in the middle month of May. And guess what, guys? May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Did you know that? Because I know I did. There are so many different things that are taking place around the world and around the country to help people understand their mental health and also help those that are living with a mental health understand their mental illness at the same time. There are a lot of educational sessions. There are a lot of information that is being passed around. There are a lot of information sessions. There are a lot of training that is taking place with mental health therapists and counselors, psychiatrists, and all that good stuff. So on today, we're going to talk about taking care of our own mental health. That's right. When was the last time you did a mental health check-in? Yeah, we all have to do that every so often. How about each and every day? Some people do a mental health check-in weekly. Some people do a mental health check-in daily. Some people do a mental health check-in monthly. Some people do a mental health check-in yearly. But since the pandemic, we all need to do a mental health check-in each and every day. For some people, it may need to be every hour. So I have some things that can help you, some tips, some challenges that can help you on today. That's right, to help you check in with your own mental health. So these tips, challenges could include eating, exercising, doing something to bring positive thought into your mindset, and all that good stuff. So you might want to get yourself a cup of tea or a cup of water, but most importantly, grab your ink pen, grab your notepad or your notebook, and let's get this thing on the road. So the first thing is priority fresh air. Who doesn't like fresh air? But you know, in some places it's smog because of pollution, but fresh air is a priority. So this day or any day, but long as it's done, challenge yourself. So exercising outdoors is easy and it's free. But what could be a little bit better? What do you think could be a little better? What do you think? Walking around your neighborhood, riding a bike, walking the yard, walking a dog, stepping out early in the nighttime or morning or whatever the case may be. But I want to challenge you. This is to help you and your mental health check-in. One day this week, exercise outdoors. Log your activity. You may be saying, Sharita, how am I going to log my activity? You know, since it's Mental Health Awareness Month, you might want to turn to the back of your page or your notepad or grab a separate sheet of paper, or I'll tell you what, get on a computer and make you a mental health check-in log sheet. Isn't that something? That just came to me out of nowhere. Whoosh. Make yourself a mental health check-in log sheet. And these challenges that I'm giving you on today, write them down on that log sheet and log in the day and the time that you did it. So it'll help you keep track of your mental health check-in, you know, that depending on if you do it daily, weekly, or monthly, yearly. Hey, okay. So, the next one, power down and fill up. Power down to fill up. Do, 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 do. You know, we got the hottest and the latest. We got social media, email, games, and movies, and TVs, and all that stuff. But one day this week, this is what I want you to do. It's for your own mental health check-in now. Turn off your phone, turn off the tablet, turn off the TV for about 30 minutes before, you know, you go to bed. Because you want to power down to fill up. That's right. Too much screen time is linked to poor sleep and even depression. Did you know that? If you have an iPhone, to those of you who have iPhones, do you know that your iPhone keeps track of your screen time? That means it will tell you how long you've been on your phone throughout the day. So, this is what you want to do. To power down, to fill up. Turn your phone off this week. Turn the tablet off. Turn your TV off. Turn the radio off. Turn the game off. Or whatever else off. 30 minutes before you go to bed. You'll sleep better. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. Do I? Because I don't know. Don't quote me. Hashtag IJS. I'm just saying. Don't take my word for it, but just trust me. Try it. You won't be disappointed. So, we're going to move on to some eating. Remember, it's a mental health check-in. So, you might say eating. Yes, because eating is very important. Eating is nutrition. It's good for the mental state of mindset and your mental health. Did you know that? So we're going to eat the rainbow, taste the rainbow. No, I'm not talking about Skittles and I'm not talking about M&Ms. No. One day this week, eat at least two different colors of fruits and or vegetables for dinner. Did you know that colorful pigments in bell peppers is packed with vitamin C? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So for your mental health check-in, won't you think about consuming healthy nutrition? That's right. Bright colors of fruits and vegetables. We're going to eat the rainbow, taste the rainbow. No, I'm not talking about Skittles. Nope, we're not talking about Skittles. We're talking about fruits and vegetables that pack a lot of nutrition. Vitamin A, B, C, D, K, B2, B12, vitamins, all those vitamins and nutritional minerals and all potassium, all those things are great for your mental health. Yes, it is. Because it provides nutrients for your mind, body, and soul. We got this thing rolling on today, y'all. We're better together. We're better together. Hashtag IJS. I'm just saying. Check this out. We're going to go to a break and we're going to come right back. That's right. This program is brought to you by and sponsored by Virtual Summer Reading Program over at Driven to Destiny Outreach Center, which kicks off June the 1st through August the 21st. All the young people in grades K to 12 is eligible to participate. You must read 25 books in order to receive a certificate of completion and a prize at the end of the program. Parents, you can log on to www.pydestinyintlmin.webs.com. That's www.pydestinyintlmin.webs.com. Go over to the news section of the website, scroll down a little bit, and you'll find all the details on how to enter your child into the virtual summer reading program at Driven to Destiny Outreach Center, Inc. This concludes our sponsor on today. Now let's get back to our regularly scheduled podcast. here's a challenge for you on this week. We're better together. We're better together. Here's a challenge for you. That's right. To help you with your mental health check-in. I want to challenge you on this week. Take a break from your schedule to call and visit a good friend. That's right. Take a break from your busy schedule and call your good friend, best friend, and not only your friend, call a family member. Check on them. See if they're doing okay. Not you, you know, I know that you're doing your own personal mental health check-in, but at the same time, check on your friend and see how their mental health check-in is doing. Ask them, are they okay? Do they need anything? If they want to talk. Hey, you never know. I'm just saying. Hashtag IJS. You know, stay true to your friends. Good friendships are linked to overall happiness and longevity among older adults. That's what the experts say. Don't quote me. Don't take my word for it. They said it, not me. But true friendship brings you happiness. Yes, it does. To know that you got a true friend for life, we gonna ride and die. You know what I'm saying? Remember, this podcast is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, the disease, or mental health illnesses. If you are making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. What are we talking about on today? Our mental health check-in. That's what we're going to talk about on today. Why? Because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we want to get some tips and stuff like that in place and in order to check on our own mental health. That's right. It's time to check on our own mental health. When was the last time you did a mental health check-in? You know, when was the last time you sit down and you evaluated your overall mental health? When was the last time you inhale, exhale, count to 10, take a couple of stretches, jump in place, do like 2 jumping back jacks and stretch a little bit more, inhale, exhale a little bit more, stretch your arms, stretch your legs, do your neck rolls and all that stuff, and get back in the game, say, okay, I'm ready. It's all about wellness for your mindset. And so that's all I'm saying, y'all. And this is the last tip of the day. 10,000 steps. Woo. I gotta walk 10,000 steps. Do you know how long this gonna take me? We just talking about it. That's all. This is a challenge for you. 10,000 steps doesn't mean that you have to walk 10,000 steps in the day. You can split those steps up over a week. But check this out. Give yourself a challenge and aim to log 10,000 steps. There are many, many apps out there that you can use to help you with this activity. They, you know, different apps. I don't know all the apps to help you with this, the stepping and a walking. It's called an activity tracker. You know, some phones come with it and some you got to go to the app store to download it. But if you don't have an activity tracker, download an activity tracker on your cell phone and aim to log 10,000 steps. Some people may do complete it in one day, you know, but track yourself and set your goals at 10,000 steps. I know you can do it because I'm rooting for you. It's all about building your mental health up. That's all about just checking on your mental health. Good for the mind, body, and soul. Yes, it is. Yes. 10,000 steps is the goal to stay fit and boost your overall wellness. You know, most of us in America, we do 4,000 steps. Some of us do 5,000. Some of us do 6,000, 8,000. Some do 1,000. Some do 3,000. Some 100. All different kind of steps people do a day. It all, you know, we really don't know. But, if you know, that's why it's good to get an activity tracker. Yeah, it's good to get an activity tracker to track your steps. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It's good to have one so that you can log in your activity. Come on, y'all guys. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You might said, I don't know no good activity trackers. Okay, I'm gonna just throw some out there. Remember, it's good for your overall wellness, health, and you know, for your mind, body, and soul. You know, because what we're doing on today, we're talking about a mental health check-in for ourselves. So I gave some tips, and this is the last tip, a goal of 10,000 steps. So there's the activity tracker. Yeah, there's an activity tracker. It's one called Fitness View. Let's see. Google Fit, Day Stamp, Pacer, Pomometer, another activity track, Health View, Steps at Pedometer, you know, all okay. Life Cycle, Steps, Map My Walk, My Fitness Pal, Fitbit. A lot of people use Fitbit, running, walking, tracking, runner keeper. So that's just a few activity trackers in the app store that you can download, the ones that I named. A lot of people use Fitbit. Some people use My Fitness Pal, and the majority of people use Fitbit, you know, because, you know, Fitbit is like very popular. Very, very popular. So we come to the end of our podcast, and I just want to thank you all. Remember, it's still the month of May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. You want to take care of your overall health. That includes your mind, body, and soul. Not just your mind, but your body and your soul and your spirit. So with that being said, until next time, my ladies and my gents, all my listeners around the world and around the country, peace, deuces, and what? Namaste. Don't forget, you can find Holistic Talk with Sherita Berry on all your podcast platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and now you can find us on Pandora and all your podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into this morning podcast. You know, don't forget, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. We're not quite end of May yet. So make sure that you keep track of your goals of 10,000 steps. Make sure you keep track of your mental health, your overall mental health and wellness for your mind, body, and soul and spirit at the same time. And also, don't forget to check on a friend or family member. It's so important to make sure that they're doing okay and make sure their mental health is on point at the same time. If you suspect that you may be experiencing some type of depression, anxiety, stress, or suicidal thoughts, contact a mental health provider in your community or in your state. If you are having suicidal thoughts, go to the nearest emergency room. Once again, thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. And this podcast for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first.